This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Day before the state girls basketball tournament gets underway, the NAIA will announce its brackets this afternoon. The men and women of Hastings College are both in. The Hastings women are coming off a championship last night, 81-70 over Northwestern of Iowa to take the regular season and the postseason conference tournament championship. UNK Loperlink on this Wednesday will talk softball with Holly Carnes, but I think every sport except football and volleyball had something going on this weekend. So we'll talk about all that's going on at UNK. We'll also be catching up with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High, on the program. And the boys' state high school basketball tournament brackets are out, and we'll look at those in just a second.
Douglas, I think you want to start, though, the exact place everybody wants to start, and that's the disappointment obviously continues. You've given up on the season, you know, probably a month ago with the Nebraska men's basketball team, but they finally get a win at home. Then you get senior night, all the energy pumped into the building, all the energy that 6,400 people can produce, and you fall behind 11-2.
Yeah,
And then Doc Sadler says,
"Get it over with, guys. Just get it over with. Forfeit out. I don't care. Get out. Get out. You stink. You're not good. The effort's not even there anymore. And that's, you can't lose the effort. It seems like they've tried, and they're just, I don't know. Is the effort there? Is the effort not there? Colorado shot 62%. I guess, you know, you got to put that in, but some of it has to be the defense that's played on them as well. Colorado's not that good. You can't. I mean, you're guaranteed like two wins a year. Colorado's one of them."
That's exactly right. So you come out on senior night and take care of business. But right from the get-go, you're done, it's over. So then Doc Sadler says, expect hell to be paid, grueling practice. Okay, that's going to fix a lot, Doc.
Yeah, you got two games left.
Hey, let's run them into the ground.
You know what? Instead, I think you take the other route. All right, guys, we got two. Let's make the best of it. Have some fun out there. We're not going anywhere. There shouldn't be any pressure. We're not playing for anything. Let's just go out and play. But and then when you kick those seniors' ass out the door, then you can talk to the kids that are coming back for next year saying, guys, do you feel, I mean, how do you feel? You want to feel like this again next year? Well, we're going to be making some changes, and if you want to be part of it, you better step it up. So, and here's what I say, Tony. If we devote more than a total of 5 minutes the rest of this month to Nebraska men's basketball, I'm slapping you.
Yeah, right? It should probably
right?
be about
so we're done with them now. There's no reason to talk about them.
Be about four and a half too much, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they used to set us up and then get right after us. Well, that's not the case now. They never set us up this year. Let's take a look at the state boys tournament brackets that were just out here in the last half hour or so. And pretty much what we told you on the sports this morning came to fruition in Class A. Grand Island sneaks in. Well, they don't sneak in. They had to win their way in. And they do that by pulling the upset twice in their district. They will take on Norfolk at the Devaney Center, 2 o'clock. All these are next Thursday, March 11th. In Class B, Adams Central will take on Ralston at the Devaney Center at 10:45. In Class C1, Minden and Falls City at 10:45 at Pershing. All these games are at Pershing now in C1. St. Cecilia and Tecama Herman will play at 2, and Grand Island Central Catholic and Norfolk Catholic will play at 3:45. In C2, the opening round games are at Lincoln Southeast at 2. Axtell will take on Dundee County Stratton. How come Stratton gets their name on there? Why shouldn't it be Binkleman?
Interesting. That's a great thought. How about Max? Where the hell's Max? Max is out there.
Axtell Dundee County at 2. Ravenna Sutton at 7. Burwell Johnson County at 8:45. All those games are at Lincoln Southeast. The boys D1 field, they will play their opening round games at Lincoln Northeast. Overton will play Randolph at 2 o'clock. And in Class D2, Lincoln Southeast will have Heartland Lutheran against Ewing at 9 in the morning. Giltner gets in on the wild card. They'll take on Hayes Springs at 10:45 in the morning. And also in D2 at Lincoln Northeast on that Thursday evening, Hampton, the top seed, will take on Lynch. So a couple area teams in Eustis Farnham and SEM. Eustis Farnham could have got in if they'd have won, and if they won, SEM is in on a wild card. Giltner is glad it didn't work out that way because now they get in on a wild card. And there's a lot of teams that are sitting fifth or sixth or fourth in their wild card points that are sitting at home right now.
But, you know, the one matchup, you know, out of all those games, Doug, you think Adams Central has had a great year, and you think, well, they should be one of those top seeds, and they are the 3 seed. So who's the 6 seed? Oh, congratulations. Here's Ralston. Knock yourselves out that first round matchup. I mean that's a tough one to swallow. They're all tough from here on out, but boy, you like to think being one of those top seeds that get a little bit of a break that first round.
Well, we'll talk more about the girls and boys state basketball coming up, but right now it's time for our Wednesday Loper Link segment brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th Street. They have your textbooks, and they're the cheapest textbooks, guaranteed. Ask the manager for more details, and you can always shop online at thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and they're able to play a little bit, but it sure isn't in Kearney, Nebraska. We're talking the baseball, we're talking the softball teams, and Coach Holly Carnes for the Loper softball team. The March road trip continues. You're moving your games on the road, but at least the season's underway. Good morning, Miss Carnes.
Good morning. Nice to see you guys.
Good to see you. What's going on? Let's talk about the pain that is not only changing every week, you don't know where you're going or who you're playing, but just getting to where you're going and trying to keep these kids focused to play on the road.
Yeah, we've been inside for 6 weeks now, so, you know, they were ready to be outside and play some games. But it looks like we're going to be on the road for about 4 weeks now. So, yeah, now we have home games at Hayes this weekend. So, yeah, so there we are, you know. On the road again, I guess.
But early in the season, you find a bright spot maybe in the pitching staff.
Yeah, Danny Mowinkle kind of came out of nowhere. The first game she pitched against Pueblo had 11 strikeouts, gave up 2 hits. You know, and it was kind of a heartbreaking loss. One of the hits was a home run, and we couldn't generate any hits for her. So, you know, that is a bright spot, definitely. Something we haven't had.
Talk about, I guess, the rest overall this first weekend where you went on the road 1-3, but they were all close games.
Right. You know, last year we went on the road early and, you know, we won some decent games and we lost some big games, big time. So it was good to see that we, you know, we're losing by a little bit less and all we've got to do is hit the ball at this point.
So. Well, we talk about the baseball deal not being outside. For softball, you can hit some of the shorter pop-ups on the infield in the Coliseum, but really it's just way. Now, Doug doesn't think it's that big of a deal. He expects you to win those close games. No excuses. That's what he said about Nebraska baseball. So I'm assuming it applies to softball.
Yeah, we could do some drills with our we got some eyes rolling here. We might see some punches. Anyway, we got some, you know, we can do some drills. We've been out on the football field, so that helps our outfielders. And you know what? Defensively, we looked pretty good. So, but yeah, kind of like Coach Day said, if you can only dribble and shoot and you're expected to go play a game, basketball-wise, you know, I mean, that's kind of where we're at. And it's different being outside. I mean, the ball looks different. So, you know, we just got to pick it up hitting-wise at this point.
Holly Carnes is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, a softball coach at UNK. That seems to be the way it always is. Pitching and defense is supposed to get off to a quicker start than hitting. How long can you be patient with your hitting? How long does it take? What do you expect? When do you think they should be clicking?
This weekend. And, you know, we focused a lot on, we've done some different hitting drills, you know, with tennis balls and smaller balls, and, you know, we're trying to get their focus there. And, two, I think that they're putting a lot of pressure on themselves. You know, we've got 4 great seniors, and they put a lot of pressure on themselves, you know, to do well. And they need to think about having fun and just staying loose. So,
Cassie Keck is one of the kids that I think folks at least know a little bit about from the last couple of years here with the Loper softball team. Expect her. She was one of the few that had, I guess, a decent weekend to start things off here. What are you expecting from her this year?
You know, big things. Cassie's an interesting individual. You know, she doesn't let things really get to her. She's kind of out there at times. But, I mean, I like it because she goes up to the plate and she swings. She doesn't overthink it, you know. So we're hoping for big things. And defensively, too. Cassie's an outstanding athlete.
Maybe somebody you ought to talk to.
There you
doesn't
go.
Overthink a lot of things.
Yeah.
that's usually my problem. I'm really overanalyzing a lot of things.
Good Lord.
Holly, when you get to go on the road, you got four seniors. You got your leaders in place. But to get the young girls to come along, can the road be a bonding place? Do you use that as a bonding place to get this team together early in a long season?
Definitely. You know, our kids look forward to those road trips where they could, you know, sit and giggle and watch movies together. And, you know, so it's fun to be out there on the road, and definitely it helps them bond, that's for sure.
Coach, talk about the games you've got coming up here over the next couple of weekends, some of the competition that you know you're going to be seeing and what they're like.
You know, Fort Lewis, we haven't seen them in 3 years. So they've got a lot of sophomores that are pretty good. They made the conference tournament last year. So you know, they're fairly young. And again, their first games, we noticed they didn't hit the ball well either. So it might be a battle there. They've got decent pitching. But, you know, I think if we can come out there and hit the ball and play well, we should, you know, take a few from them at least. It's tough to take four in a weekend when you see the same team. You know, then we're going to play Hayes. And they're decent. You know, they're in the MIAA. And then the following weekend, we have Mesa. So, you know, they're rated 22nd in the nation. We played well against them this fall. We ended up beating them this fall in the fall tournament. But, you know, that doesn't mean anything. They've seen some pretty good competition in the last couple years. So we've got to just step it up.
Have you bonded with the Mesa coach a little more?
Yeah. We're better friends now.
Good.
Were there pitchers that maybe you expected things out of that maybe haven't stepped into the role that you maybe thought at this point, or people that you're expecting to contribute a lot for this team as far as the pitching goes?
Right. You know, Danny's just a hard worker. We didn't expect what she did, but she got the starting nod because she's worked so hard and has improved so much. And we've got Kirsty Hyatt, who's a sophomore. We're pretty young. And she's from McCook, and she pitched pretty well. She shut Shattern down pretty good for us. And then we have a freshman, Becky Dunn from Papillion-Lewiston. And, you know, she was pretty nervous coming out there. So when they get nervous and tense, their ball doesn't move as much. And she kind of got welcomed to college softball, you know. but we expect when she settles down to do pretty well for us. And then we've got a junior that is coming off a shoulder injury. And you'll see her, that she'll pitch a few innings, maybe closing a bit. But she's just not 100% yet.
Offensively, when the bats do get going, do you have a couple of kids that you expect to be able to show some power instead of just the slap hitters? Everybody needs a couple of kids that are going to have some power. Who would those be?
Right. You know, we've got Alyssa Larson, who's a triple threat as far as slapping, and she hit pretty well. I think she was second in team batting average this last weekend and was hitting runners in. And, you know, we've got Cassie Keck. But Kelsey Smith is a senior that, you know, typically will hit over 300. Laura Gormley, our first baseman, too. She was a 400 hitter for us last year. And then we've got Jesse Thomas, the kid that's injured with a shoulder injury that we're going to put at the DP spot, who is a true left-handed power hitter. So, you know, and then we've got some younger kids coming along there. So we should be pretty good. There shouldn't be very many holes once we start to hit.
What would it take for Daddy to become a certified RMAC softball umpire?
Not much, from what I saw.
No kidding. I can't say that.
I can. Not much from the few games that I saw up there.
I guarantee you wouldn't call the low strike because you couldn't see it.
Well, that's fine. I could call some other things.
did you have something? That was all I had. Did you have something?
Go ahead.
No, I thought you had something there.
No, I'm good.
Well, we usually end all of our interviews with Holly by saying, and Daddy apparently now in the market for a different vehicle.
Oh, yes.
As your family is expanding, you've picked up now. You've got two dogs, and you're at home, and everybody's looking for another vehicle.
Feeding
in the garage.
The stray cat.
Yeah, you got a stray cat running around. I mean, if Daddy was looking for something.
Yeah, you go to Molly's Motorworks, man.
234-5128 right here in the front area.
Holly, always great to catch up with you. We'll see you, and hopefully you're home soon.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Thank you.
UNK softball coach Holly Carnes. There's so much else going on with Lipper sports before we go to break here. Wow, the women, I don't know. Last night they were ahead with 3:21 to go, up by 3. And then they got junior high disease, I guess. They committed 5 consecutive turnovers, didn't score the rest of the contest, and ended up losing a game that they were not favored in, but they got beat last night at Colorado Christian, and their season comes to an end. Not a stellar record, but they played so much better in the second half of the season, Tony, and they got some nice individual performances last night, but I guess Too little, too late, 65-59, Colorado Christian picks up the win.
Yeah, just so beat up all year. When they finally did start to get some players back, played awfully well, I think, and that's something to build on for next season.
Kim Tissen, the lone senior on the team, 12 points and a career-high 13 rebounds. Megan Becker, 12 points, 10 rebounds. There were a couple of upsets last night in the RMAC tournament, but Colorado Christian able to end the game on a 9-0 run and pick up the win. They're 18-9 on the season. Lopers will end the year at 9-18. The men did not make the tournament. Also for UNK, we'll be talking with Mark Bauer next week as the softball team, whatever they do. The wrestling team goes to Division II National Tournament. They have qualified 6, and they're going to be led by Marty Usman. The brackets came out yesterday. Peter Yazvak always throws out, you know, the story or what's going on. You know, as it doesn't appear to be good on paper here, the draws for UNK. I don't know. I'm just, maybe I'm reading too much between the lines here, but says that they could see UNO a lot early.
Ah, that's not good. They are certainly the heavy favorite to win this deal going away.
And that includes, let's see, where did I see here? One of the returning studs here is going to see UNO right off the get-go. So Joey Morrison, yeah, he's going to be having a tough matchup, had to earn his way back to the NCAA, won that true fourth place match, and he is going to be taken on, it looks like, the top wrestler in the country from UNO in the first round.
Well, nothing like an upset to get things started, maybe, and get your team going.
Is that the story?
That's the story.
UNK track and field teams competed in the RMAX this weekend. Hey, Bryson Malberg won the heptathlon. I know you'd be interested in that.
All right. Little buddy from Elwood.
Second for the women. Men finished third in the conference. And as we said, here is that press release. Joey Morrison, a 2009 All-American, will face number one Cody Garcia in the first round. Garcia, 45-0, two-time national champ. No big deal. Baseball team is on the road this weekend.
Sweep the leg, Joey. Sweep the leg.
Supposed to be at home, but they're on the road. And Jared Lushen of the baseball team over the weekend tied the UNK record for most wins by a pitcher with 22. And he'll break that sometime here, hopefully this weekend.
Yeah, the baseball team, 9-4. Off to 9-4 start, I believe.
So that is a look at what's going on at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Our Loper Link segment on Wednesday brought to you by Russ Smith and Chatterwest National Bank. They offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic, so real. Coach Carnes might put you in, Daddy. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear. And we do mean huge at thecollegestore.com.
Put me in a umpire, I'll tell you that.
We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with Charterwest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at Charterwest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, Charterwest National Bank.
Indian Head Golf Club now has lunch and happy hour specials. Wednesday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they'll serve soup and sandwiches. Monday through Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., they'll serve a different special each day, like meatball sandwich, chili and cornbread, sloppy joes, wings, barbecue pork, and tacos. And don't forget the daily beer specials during the same time, ranging between $1 and $2. Only at Indian Head Golf, where the fun begins.
Indian Head Golf.
Design life. Begin here at Floor to Ceiling. Countertops, cabinetry, every kind of flooring. Whatever you imagine for your home, our showroom has it all. Our design team is with you from start to finish to answer every question. And with free in-home measuring, we ensure every element of your project is exact. Floor to Ceiling. Design life. Begin here. Installation available. Locally owned. West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Hi, my name is Dr. Joel Johnson. As a graduate of the University of Nebraska Med Center, I know that UNMC is preparing compassionate professionals and serving as a great resource statewide. I'd like to invite all UNMC alumni to an evening of fun and catching up with former classmates.
This free event is on Saturday, March 20th at the Kearney Holiday Inn. Please pre-register by March 5th at unmc.edu/alumni or call 402-559-4385.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care. Corner of 3rd in Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember...
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Mostly lingering cloudiness across the area today. Allow us some patchy fog, but then breaks as sun develop as we head through the day with a high of 44. Southeast winds stay at 5 to 10. We'll dip back to 22 tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Going to hear from Kearney High basketball coach Jason Boyd coming up here on the show. You know, the NFL making some news, releasing some people. You know, something we don't normally talk about this time of year, Derek, but LT gone. Thomas Jones gone, you know, some big names out there.
You know, one of the names that's kind of interested me, and I wonder if his career could be over, Orlando Pace. Many times a Pro Bowler, had great years with the St. Louis Cardinals, several years ago, I guess, but he's been kind of falling off. So I'm wondering, with the Rams, I'm wondering where's old Orlando going to end up, or is he done?
Well, you know, so much free agency going on right now. But, you know, Thomas Jones, he's one of those running backs, you know, I think that had such a productive season, you know, to just kick the guy out right now. And I know you got Sean Green, and maybe you feel comfortable, Leon Washington and people going that direction. But
yeah, but there's a lot of people that aren't going to be in the same places, maybe more so than ever.
Yeah.
Maybe more so than ever.
Buffalo got rid of T.O. Thank God they didn't re-sign him.
Maybe he'll come back to Dallas.
That's a problem. You know, anybody that can throw him the ball, but it's T.O.'s fault again. You suckers.
Irish Ken, I want to send out a big thank you to the folks at the Nebraska School Activities Association for being so accommodating to the Kearney fans. Isn't it great that Kearney High and Kearney Catholic get to play at the same time Thursday? Irish Ken. Ken, that's the way it is, all right? That's the way it is.
Just a bad deal.
Yeah.
Brackets were set up. That's where they plugged them in.
Yep, there you go.
I got to shoot a little birthday wish to our friend Nick Herdman out of Prairie Hills Golf Course. Happy birthday. Say it's not a big one, but it's getting damn close to a big one, Nick.
Uh-oh.
Feel it. Happy birthday, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, let's talk about some of the other sporting activities going on here. And, again, Girls State starts tomorrow. We've got a ton of games for you on ESPN. You'll be able to hear the Kennesaw, the Silver Lake, and the Kearney High games on 1230 KHS, Hastings St. Cecilia, on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic, and on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Blue Hill and Sandy Creek games. And don't forget, all six championship games Saturday this week, Saturday next week for the boys, are right here on ESPN Radio. So don't forget about that. And, Tony, we mentioned Hastings College. They get in. We weren't positive yesterday, but the men are officially into the tournament for the first time since 1995. But now you can't expect that they're going to get an easy draw. When it comes out this afternoon, I mean, odds are they're going to get maybe a top five team in the country.
The whole tournament goes on in Missouri, so everybody's there. And they just start playing games, and if you're fortunate enough to stick around, you just play day after day, basically.
Point Lookout, Missouri. 32 teams, they get it done in about 6 days. You either play on that one of the opening 2 days, and then every other day, and then bang, there you go. So let's see if Hastings can get a win. They didn't end strong. They faltered last year. This year they were in much better shape, but they did drop three of their last four. One of them in overtime, of course, in the semifinals. Another one that they probably shouldn't have lost to Dana, but there you go. We'll see if they can get things turned around. We talked about the Husker men, the Husker women tonight. You can hear the game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and they will see six seniors leave tonight, the largest senior class in school history. Nikki Bober, Kelsey Griffin, Kayla Kuhlman, Corey Montgomery, Nicole Niels, and Vonnie Turner. 7:05 tonight. It's also televised by Nebraska Educational Television. Jamie Kubik will be doing color for that game, by the way.
Oh, cool. From Cambridge.
So if you're going out for state basketball, maybe you want to catch the Husker women tonight if you get to go a little earlier on the side of things. Kurt Tomasevich must be the most popular guy in the history of Nebraska right now.
Well, certainly one of the most popular from Shelby, anyway. I think it's great what he did. You know, to do the first gold medal and to be the pusher on this four-man sled in 62 years. And now, granted, this is really the first time. I think maybe 4 years ago, they started to put the financial contributions into the sled, like some other teams around the world. They finally made a commitment maybe to the sport that the United States is going to be able to stick around for a while. And, hey, they're going to be around for a while, I think.
Let's go to the Dem Popper inbox here before we go to break. Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach at Kearney High, going to be joining us here in about 10 minutes. This email says, Doug and Daddy, here's the question of the day. How many radio personalities does it take to unlock a car? Signed, Lauren. Woo! That's a funny one, Daddy. That there is funny.
That was a good one.
Did you get your car unlocked this morning?
Yeah, I did. Back window is open.
I think our friend Lauren could take over for Ashton Kutcher.
Jokester. It's really hilarious.
Oh, sure, it's funny when it's on somebody else.
Anything funny when he'll try and start his car. That's funny.
Anything else you wanted to touch on before we go to break?
No, let's go to break. I think I'm pretty happy. You weren't real excited about the NFL Combine I brought up this morning.
No, I don't care. Again, one of those things, I don't care. And if you care about it, I'll give you your 1 minute here.
No, I just said,
do
Larry
you care about it?
Well, I'm kind of just interested because I want to know who the number one pick is. I'm cheering for Sue, obviously.
Newspaper guys and long radio shows have to have something to talk about this time of the year because you can try to talk baseball, but unless you're in the huge market, blah, you can always talk football in Nebraska. Nebraska papers, you got to fill a few papers up. Well, there's plenty of districts going on. The Husker men aren't good in basketball, but you always want to have some football in there, I guess, if that's what you want. But seriously, who cares? Who cares?
I just think when these guys get such some of those guys are so, you know, you get a Mike Mayock from NFL Network, you get a Tom McShay, you get the hair guy Kiper, you get the guys that are that good that really have a handle on where people are going to be picked. And Larry Asante could be as high as the middle of a second round, you know, late first round, middle of the second round. You know, just try and follow those Nebraska guys a little bit. Only three of them got to compete at the Combine. Now they'll come to Lincoln and do their pro day and see if their times get better. But, I just follow it because of them. I try and see. It'd be pretty cool for a couple defensive players from Nebraska, as good as that defense was.
Hey, as we go to break, how about this, Daddy? Let's give away a family four-pack of tickets to the Tri-City Storm. They're home this weekend against Youngstown. What do you think?
We're going to beat down Youngstown. And I'm glad to give away some tickets.
It is a family four-pack of tickets. It is a family four-pack of tickets. The boys state high school basketball tournament had its official pairings released today. How many undefeated boys basketball teams are there currently in the state of Nebraska? How many undefeated varsity boys basketball teams are there currently in the state of Nebraska? 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. You get a four-pack of tickets to either Friday or Saturday's Storm game back after this.
Hey, Mike Golic here, and as you know, I like to be up on the latest stuff, whether it's sports, movies, or music, especially when Greeny thinks he knows more than I do. So I found a way to keep up on what's happening in music. Just put in your favorite singer's name into Yahoo Search. You get all the information you need, from videos to photos and full songs, right at the top of the page. Just what you need, just one search. Whether it's sports or music, movies, or restaurants, I can still tell Greeny a thing or two. So next time you're looking into music, check Yahoo.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive. Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
What happens when you mix the energy of the Tri-City Storm with America's classiest rock star?
Rocket comes in, shot, scores! What a shot! How do you do, Jaden Schwartz? 2-1, Storm!
The excitement escalates at the Vero Event Center on March 5th and 6th. Watch the Storm battle the Youngstown Phantoms and witness Las Vegas entertainer Jay White recreate Neil Diamond throughout the night on Friday and Saturday. Visit stormhockey.com for more, presented by Vero.
The Girls State High School Basketball Tournament tips off Thursday right here on ESPN Radio, your home for all six championships. On Thursday at 9, Kennesaw plays Humphrey. At 2 o'clock, Silver Lake takes on Brady. And at 3:45, Kearney High battles Lincoln Southwest. On 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia and Wahoo Newman go at 2. On Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic Lincoln Christian at 3:45. And on the Breeze 94.5, Blue Hill Elmwood Murdoch at 2, Sandy Creek Tri-County at 3:45. It's the Girls State Tournament Thursday.
We'll see lingering cloudiness across the area today, along with some patchy fog, but then breaks as sun develop as we head through the day with a high of 44. Southeast winds stay at 5 to 10. We'll dip back to 22 tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Jones, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There are no undefeated boys basketball teams in the state. That is very unusual, and who knew that?
Byron from Kearney knew. He's going to Friday's game, Youngstown in town. He's got four tickets.
All right. Congratulations, Byron, and enjoy the Tri-City Storm hockey contest. Coming up, Jason Boyd, girls basketball coach at Kearney High, as they get ready for state. We remind you that what is today, Daddy?
Today?
It's not Tuesday.
Can't be Wednesday.
Wednesday. That means it's Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island in Kearney. A big burger every Wednesday night for just $5. Order any of the burgers off the menu, like their cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, the legendary Totally Jack burger. It's 7 ounces of ground chuck and fries for only $5 every Wednesday night from 5 until 10 p.m. at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. And don't forget, you can catch all the Husker games at the Coop, like the women's game tonight. You can catch all of the NCAA tournament. And, of course, we're getting busy. This weekend is when the conference tournaments get going. Missouri Valley among those that finish up on Sunday. Missouri Valley needs to make some kind of negotiation. They're like the best small conference that has to play really
worst
early.
Times.
That in the West Coast Conference that Gonzaga's in. Those two play their finals like Sunday and Monday. Those should be like next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Wedge them in between the Big East semifinals somewhere and get those games on. They shouldn't be sitting around that long. Well, you want to know why some of those small teams have troubles? Well, they're just sitting around for a week and a half.
Yeah, 9 days before they play again.
Anyway, you can catch all those games on the great HD TVs because there's not a bad seat in the house at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island with great food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day. They're open 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Daddy, the Pro Bowl is going to be played the week before the Super Bowl, the NFL announced yesterday. That seemed to be a great idea this year. Having the Pro Bowl the week before the Super Bowl in Honolulu is not a good idea. The guys want to go be at the Super Bowl. They want to be around the Super Bowl. They want to be around that party atmosphere. Have it in Dallas the week before. See if that maybe works. See if you can keep that going. But what
you did have a sellout in Miami.
Yes, you did. And you're probably going to have more. You can cram 100,000 in there.
I would think that Dallas would certainly support it, and all those guys would come to town and be, you know, not only stick around after that for the whole entire week, but, you know, Super Bowl is such a marquee event. To send all those guys to Hawaii, as soon as the game going to be played, I mean, is it run to the showers and fly to the airport? I mean, just literally zip to the airport and get on the first plane you can find back? I got to think that a lot of those guys, you know, even the Pro Bowl, you know, you haven't played a basketball or, you know, you haven't played a football game for a while. Yeah, you're a little bit sore. You don't want to, you know, even if it's not the bang them up or tackle whatever football game that you expect during the season, you're still beat around. You still don't want to be up and about for, you know, have it afterwards. If that's going to be the case, go back to the way it was and have it after the Super Bowl so those guys can participate. The two Super Bowl teams just have so many players that are usually in the Pro Bowl. But I still don't, you know, you're taking away that aspect of the game, too. I don't like that.
Well, the Girls State High School basketball tournament gets underway tomorrow, and we will be following the Kearney High Bearcats among our many area teams tomorrow afternoon, 3:45 from the Bob Devaney Sports Center right here on ESPN Radio. The Cats are 20-3. They take on 18-5 Lincoln Southwest, and head coach Jason Boyd joins us again here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations. Way to take care of business.
Thank you.
Well, the kids have got off to such a good start here, and then they just kept on rolling. And it seems like your team, and I know Daddy has asked two or three coaches already this week this question, seems like your team has continued to get better as the season has progressed. Are you reaching your peak right now?
I think the last couple weeks we've definitely been playing pretty well. Had some good wins. Beating Bellevue West at home was a huge win for us. And even Tapio South in our district, I think a lot of people thought they were going to beat us. They were playing well and actually beat Bellevue West just a couple weeks ago by, I think, 14 or so. So, yeah, we've been playing pretty well lately.
Jason, everybody knew about the Arp girl, of course, getting the scoring record, and everybody knew about Russo and so on. But then last week, when the Roth girl steps up and has a game that she has, had to really open some eyes that there's another weapon out there for you.
Yeah, I mean, that was huge for her to obviously to go off like that. I think we went... I started in a zone that game, and we got down 9-2 to hit three straight threes. So obviously that was a great coaching move on my part, start zone. But then we started. We manned them the rest of the game, and it was just one of those things where we didn't know if we could man them with their size, and had a lot of mismatches. But definitely helped off one the whole game and kind of helped inside. But Kayla all of a sudden hitting those threes got us right back in the game because down 9-2, I think she hit a couple right after that. And got us right back in the game, and those were huge for us. And I said it, you know, I said it to a couple other people too. I mean, she does that all the time in practice. She, you know, when we're scrimmaging, going live in practice, she'll hit four or five threes quite often. And to do that finally in a game for her, I think was good to see. And it makes us so much tougher to defend, I think.
Jason Boyd, he's the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High. Jason, just kind of talking about that, a lot of people's scouting report is, or at least was after Christmas, if we can shut down Nicole Arp, we're going to win the basketball game. And she seems to be thriving on that with more of a double team, more of a box and one, whatever they're throwing at her. She breaks the school's career scoring record. She breaks the single game scoring record with 38. What's going on when they're doing more against her, and then she in turn steps her game up?
You know, I don't, yeah, it's tough because, everybody's scouting report is to take her away. And she's still finding a way. And, you know, and then the other thing about it is their scouting report is to help in the lane on her. And she somehow still finds a way to get to the rim. Even with people sitting there waiting, with 6 foot girls sitting there waiting for her in the lane. And yeah, she's been huge for us all year. She actually just got our single season career score, or single season scoring record also at Kearney High recently, so she's added. She just keeps adding to the list, and she's been huge for us. Obviously, I mean, just having a point guard that can just get you set in whatever you want to get set in, you know, goes a long way. It makes it a lot easier to run your team.
Okay, Jason, give us a scouting report of your opponent, Lincoln Southwest.
Well, they probably defended us better than anybody has all year. I think they held us to our season low. We really struggled to score against them. They played, Nicole doubled her in the full court, and so we had a really hard time just getting her the ball. And then, so it was tough for us to get into our offense because she's such a huge part of that. So, you know, we've tried to put in some things to maybe, you know, let someone else bring it up and put Nicole on a wing where she can score from the wing. But also just, you know, we also, you don't want to go away from her either. So we definitely want her to get her the ball in the full court also. But, other than that, they've got some great guards, some really athletic guards. They have three guards that can handle the ball as well as anyone we see. And so when they get a lead, they're tough, and they're very methodical on offense. And that part of that has to do with our low score against them. You know, they get a lead on you, and they're just working the clock, and they're so athletic, and they handle the ball so well that it makes it tough to come back. And so I think early on in that game, us getting a lead on them is huge. Because then we do want to sag a little bit because they all want to get to the rim, and they have the athletes to do it.
Jason Boyd with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What are your expectations from your team going down to state and the tournament as a whole, Jason?
You know, that's an interesting question just because a couple of years ago, you know, we went down and we won the first round. But I think a couple of years ago, I just had the feeling we were just so happy just to get there because the girls hadn't been there for so long. And just to get there, I think, we were happy with. And, you know, and then, you know, it was just kind of icing on the cake to win that first round game. You know, I don't know if the girls really believed that was going to happen, but they definitely played a great game, and we won the first round game and got to the semifinals. But I think this year, you know, the girls, we've played some more of these teams that are at state. We have the experience. We have some girls that played at state 2 years ago, and I think they're definitely going in with a mindset to win a game, and then after that, who knows what can happen. And so I think that's the mindset of the girls right now, is to definitely try to get yourself in position to keep playing all weekend.
Jason, when you look at the Class A, the whole bracket, is there one or two teams that are clear-cut favorites, or is this deal pretty even?
Well, unfortunately, I think Millard West is, and they're on our side of the bracket. You know, but that's an interesting game they have, too, first round with the Lincoln Southeast team that's playing really well now and just with all their experience with their head coach and just their program's just been so good for so long. I think that's an interesting first round game, but they're a huge team. They've got, I think, 4 girls 6 foot or taller. I think they have 6'5", 10 or taller. So, you know, if we would get them in the semis, be a huge matchup issue for us. We'd have a hard time matching with them, especially when our center's about 5'8". But I would say they're the clear-cut favorite right now on the other side of the bracket. I think a lot of people think Westside is probably the next best team on the other side of the bracket right now with Sarah Nelson in the post, and then Claire Tokheim at the point guard. They're pretty tough there with that 1-2 combination. But, you know, Bellevue West still has the experience of just one state, you know, throughout the last 3 years. So I would say one of those teams probably on the other side of the bracket.
You know, it's nice that we're far enough removed now that we can just say Kearney's used to winning again. As Coach mentioned, just a couple of years ago, the girls were just so ecstatic to get there, and Jason and his crew have done such a great job here as this program has been built and sustained a good tradition with the help of some very good athletes over the last 5 years. Coach, great season, and hopefully we can talk again next week about a great state tournament for your kids.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jason. Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach at Kearney High, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They play Lincoln Southwest tomorrow, 3:45, right here on ESPN Radio. We've got some more emails that we want to get to, but we want to remind you that Coach Boyd, Coach Carnes, they are among the guests that are going to be fed by Burger King, where they have the two new sandwiches to chow on, the cilantro lime fish sandwich just in time for Lent, a delicious new taste only at BK, and the Steakhouse Thick Burger. Great flame-broiled taste, 30% larger than that Angus burger down the street. And if you love breakfast, two sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for just $3, served from 6 to 11. And that is at Burger King, two locations in Kearney at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, also in Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. More coming up right after this.
No matter what level of play, Dick's Sporting Goods is your baseball headquarters. We have more of everything to elevate your game at incredibly low prices. More bats with extra power and torque. More low prices on gloves with better feel and consistency. Dick's has more cleats from the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Reebok, and Mizuno. More protective gear, catcher's equipment, and batting gloves from the top brands. More training aids, apparel, and accessories at super low prices. See this week's ad for the best value on our largest baseball selection ever. If you buy baseball gear somewhere else, you'll pay too much. Every season starts at Dick's.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now. But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the chicken coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm is home this weekend against the Youngstown Phantoms. You can hear the games on 98.9 FM starting at 6:50 both evenings. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams will be competing in the NAIA National Tournaments next week. Pairings are announced later today. The Husker men's basketball team will wrap up the regular season at Oklahoma State Saturday at 12:30. The Husker women have their home finale tonight against Kansas at 7:05 and then wrap up the regular season at Kansas State Saturday. The Hastings wrestling team competes in the NAIA National Tournament at Oklahoma City this weekend, while the Nebraska wrestling team will be at the Big 12 Championships in Norman, Oklahoma Saturday. UNK is off until the NCAAs next week. UNK baseball team will be at Colorado State Pueblo this weekend. Hastings baseball will be at Kansas West. And the Husker baseball team travels to Los Angeles to take on UCLA. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Mostly lingering cloudiness across the area today. Allow us some patchy fog, but then breaks as sun develop as we head through the day with a high of 44. Southeast wind stay at 5 to 10. We'll dip back to 22 tonight. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head baseball coach at UCLA,
John Savage, expected to join us right off the bat, right off at 11 o'clock.
Daddy will be in studio. I'll be at state basketball. I'll be buzzing you in after those early games, let you know what's going on. Plus, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. It's our initial Fantasy 2010 report as we get ready for fantasy baseball drafts out there. Interested to know whether you participate in fantasy baseball. Go to our Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Do you play fantasy baseball? Yes or no? Let us know. And that'll help gauge the interest in the area of who's all in the leagues. And, of course, we always encourage you to fire off your questions anytime, and we'll pass them along to Joe. That's what the segment is for, your questions for Joe DeMeo tomorrow. And check it out at FantasyPlayersEdge.com. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just like John and Carney did, he said, hey, talk about Jacob Hickman dropping out of the NFL.
It's basically lack of interest, I think.
Yeah, some people thought maybe he's the 10th best center. I don't think that gets you drafted on the first 2 days. Hickman had an invitation to be among the 300 prospects at the combine. He said no, said playing in the NFL was never a dream for him. And as his college career wound down, he thought more about walking away from the game, and he did after the bowl win over Arizona. Draft consultant Gil Brandt says it happens about every other year. A player expected to be drafted calls it quits after college, and that's the story. So that's Jake Hickman's decision.
Probably tired of being sore and waking up and feeling like that every day. Who's to blame him?
Also, Mark in Minden says, hey, guys, you know, I'm a huge fan of the show. It's been on a long time. Can we get a new opening for the show? Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Cool it.
Why don't you back it down? You know, coincidentally, Mark, our producer,
engineer. Derek just had some breaking news for me.
Yeah, I'm coming up with some new stuff, new things coming, new opens and whatnot to the Doug and Daddy show.
Like when we get ready for our gig at Cunningham's.
Yeah.
On St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have something there.
You got some more info on that for me?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
That's 2 weeks away, Daddy. Can you believe that? 2 weeks a day. 2 weeks from today, we're at Cunningham's
for our annual.
Don't forget, people, about the NCAA bracket challenge as well. We'll have some great prizes we'll be giving out. So look forward to that as well, because it gets bigger and better every year.
Cunningham's March Madness is going on all month long. All you have to do is stop by, fill out your brackets there as well for free. You can earn points. You trade these points in for prizes. Also, during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game. Have a chance to win their awesome grand prize. Don't forget the coldest beer in town and the nicest restrooms in town, upgraded with really heavy doors on them, I found out. But it's like a lawyer's office in there when you go to the restroom. It's unbelievable. But don't forget, we will be there from 11 to 1 on air and probably longer, celebrating with green beer specials all day on St. Patrick's Day, where they will open at Cunningham's at 7 a.m. because, well, they can't.
Doug, you mentioned yesterday about John Daly and his TV show. Well, it just came out yesterday, which was perfect timing. Obviously, when you're sighted on the PGA Tour, when your behavior's not that good.
You don't know me.
Oh, yeah.
Like I know me.
Oh, yeah, go, Doug.
You've never walked in my shoes.
Oh, an American Idol said no. How?
You don't know why. The mountains I climb are the ones that I choose.
How is this not on karaoke?
You don't know me.
Okay, so, I mean, like, when Tiger Woods slams a club and the PGA, like, calls Tim Fincham or whatever, calls him up and says, Tiger, I really appreciate if you didn't do that. Well, there's a couple paragraphs, I'm sure, stuck in a file that Tim called Tiger on this day. Well, John Daly been suspended 5 times and cited 21 times for not giving his best effort. According to a 456-page rap sheet. 450...
According to the tour's file, Daly was placed on probation 6 times, ordered to go to counseling or enter alcohol rehab 7 times, and was cited for conduct unbecoming a professional 11 times.
But 456 pages. Pretty soon, John, you just got to get it together.
I didn't get to see much of that show last night because of the basketball, but wow. I don't know if I can hang with it. I don't know. It'll be on a kabillion times because that's what the Golf Channel has when there's not live stuff on. They've got other cool stuff like being John Daly.
That can make you cool. Way to be you, Big John. Way to be you. I think a lot of people are going to be following that TV show because John Daly kind of, for some reason, captures America and got such a fan base and such a cheering section behind him everywhere he goes.
I know Rick Riley, big author, does a lot of stuff for ESPN now as well. His book, Who's Your Caddy, he tags along with John Daly for a little stint there for, I think, a day in a tournament. And that's some, if you get a chance to read that, that's some funny stuff.
Great, great book, the whole thing, not just the John Daly chapter. But if you're looking for a good sports book to take with you somewhere, Who's Your Caddy? I'm kind of like the Daddy Book Club, so like the Oprah Book Club. I can't make it climb to number one on the bestseller list. But
yeah, I think, what is it, within 5 minutes of meeting John Daly and starting to caddy for him, Rick Riley makes one mistake, and he's quickly re-nicknamed. That's something that I can't mention on the air, but yeah, the rest of the day he gets called. It's funny stuff.
Yeah, your book club, Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss. Sam, I am.
Well, you make fun.
I will. The RMAC has just released its all RMAC conference teams for 2009-10 season. And, you know, this is not, I guess, I don't know. You see what's happened at UNK. This is the first time in recent memory that the Lopers have not had a guy or a gal on a first team. And that is the case here. The RMAC East Division, West Division, they break it all up. Just give me a Player of the Year, RMAC. There's not that many kids out there. Caitlin Petrie, who started at Kearney Catholic, started at UNK, transferred to Chadron State. She is on the first team All East this year. UNK's Debbie Johnson and Megan Becker are on the second team. Kim Tissen is on the third team, all East Conference. The player of the year on the women's side is Allison Rozelle from Fort Lewis. The defensive player of the year, also from Fort Lewis. The freshman of the year, from Regis. The coach of the year, from Fort Lewis. On the boys' side, men's side, Mike Dominguez of Mesa State is the player of the year. Justin Newhouse, who needs a new picture, is the defensive player of the year. Nick Fox of Adams State, tell me that he doesn't need a new picture.
Oh, yeah.
And Jim Heaps of Mesa State is the coach of the year. Players for UNK, Josiah Parker is second team All-East for UNK. All GPAC should be following. Later today, the NAIA will have its announcement of who is going to be rounding things up in the NAIA National Tournament. Hey, we want to thank UNK softball coach Holly Carnes for joining us on our Loper Link segment. Don't forget, next Wednesday, Loper Link goes to Lincoln as UNK goes to the Haymarket Park, Hawks Field, the home opener for the Huskers. Hopefully some nice weather. It looks like we're going to get some nice weather to try and dry some things out here over the next week, so hopefully that stays with us. But next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're on the road for the Doug and Daddy Show at Haymarket Park, then at the Boys State Tournament. But we want to thank Coach Carnes for joining us today. Also, Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach at Kearney High. On the show tomorrow, the head baseball coach at UCLA and Joe DeBam from Fantasy Players Edge.com. I'll be calling in from Lincoln to the state basketball tournament, maybe a couple of other guests as well. So that's what's going on tomorrow.
Hey, look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dialing, Kearney, 1550 on our friends in Hastings. State basketball catch it the next 2 weekends right here on all of our stations.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!